Welcome back to Durango Digs. Again, you're listening to AM 1240, KDGO 98.3 FM. And for Chamber stuff, DurangoBusiness.org. We've got a lot of things coming up. We have our coffee connection. We also have Eggs and Issues and our member appreciation event coming up on Thursday night the 15th, which happens to be Pancake Day. And on the 17th, we have the Farm Bureau annual, I'm going to call it a barbecue because it's really not
like
a meeting.
That.
Yeah. So you guys get your tickets and head on out to La Platte's Pond at 4 o'clock on the 17th. So, Veronica, before the break, I asked, what do you love about, you know, being in the agricultural world, in the profession? You have your sheep ranchers, your family.
Yeah.
Started Heritage Day. So
we
what
did.
Is it that makes, you know, tugs on your heartstrings, for lack of words? Or what do you love about being in the agricultural world?
There's so much. But, you know, I wasn't born into agriculture. My husband, I met him, and I jumped into ranching with my flip-flops on. But I quickly learned there's this big story that's not being told, and that is of the farmer and rancher and the struggles that kind of hit them all the time. I feel like this industry kind of gets a bad rap, and you know, they're constantly always, it's an uphill battle at, you know, in at the voting polls, all these things that impact ranches, right? I mean, and I saw that direct impact when I jumped into it with my family, when I married into the family. And I saw that. So I really wanted to help share this story because there was a voice. They needed more voices. This industry needs more voices to advocate for them, and to really just, you know, educate people about where our food comes from, and that the practices that go on at different ranches and farms, they are good.
Yeah.
You know, we farmers and ranchers are the greatest stewards of the land.
Absolutely.
And I truly believe that. And I wanted to share that story. And I think that's kind of, I'm just really passionate about the industry and proud to be linked arms with others that care just as much about the Colorado way of life.
Well, I know Hannah's dad, Charlie, looks sexy in his coveralls. Do you own some coveralls?
No, but I do have Carhartts.
You do have Carhartts? Okay.
I do, in a Kubota hat, you know.
I want to see you in those sometime,
all
right?
Well, you know, I did have to trade in the flip-flops, you know. I did have to very quickly.
You had to shift gears and get OSHA approved, so to speak.
You know. Yeah, I learned a lot, you know, and the greatest lesson I learned that first year of ranching, I'm from a city.
No.
Oh, yeah. but the first thing I learned was you do not name animals.
No, you got to name T-bone or pork chop or bacon.
It was a hard lesson learned, man. I was on the ground crying. My father-in-law looked at me. He said, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I named her."
I named her. Big mistake.
Oh, big mistake. But, you know, it's hardest workers. Hardest workers ever.
Absolutely. My sister talks about when she's had the bottle feed. You know, the heifer, the mama cow died during birth. Whatever happens, unfortunately, and then they can't get one to adopt, you know, and they put the hide.
There's so many practices
things that you do.
Yeah.
And then she bottle feed. How do you send that one away?
Right. I know. It's a hard one. But, you know, my father-in-law gave me the best advice. He said, you know, we do the best we can while they're in our care.
Yes.
And I truly believe that every farmer and rancher does that, whether you're, you know, tending to a garden or livestock, you know, you do the best you can.
And some of the best words of wisdom I have ever heard have been from ranchers and farmers.
I believe it.
No, because you're there so in tune to Mother Nature, to the animal, to the land, and just the wisdom that they provide is amazing. You want to learn so much. You know, one, you spend more time with someone over 70 and someone under 7, but then also someone in the ranching and the average age is over 60.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
But I'll tell you what, my husband, he is so good at measurements and estimating distance. And that is because of his education, just the lifestyle of growing up on a ranch. You know, 4-H programs are awesome. We haven't even touched on that.
Yeah.
You know, raising up youth to want to care for animals, to want to start a farm or ranch, or want to continue their families. I mean, there are so many skills taught in these programs for youth. It's remarkable.
It's amazing, and all the different things you learn. I went to the you know, the county fair earlier this summer, you know, and I just walking around with my son and going, "Wow, look at all of this!" It was amazing. I only have a couple more minutes, so let's let you plug whatever you need to plug.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking about, you know, youth. There's a lot of programs. And then another thing that we do through Farm Bureau is the Young Farm and Rancher program. Mm-hmm. And that's for, you know, the next generation, like college age to 40. So it's similar to our Young Professionals of Durango group, which sure. is through the chamber. So it's very similar. So it starts in the collegiate level. You don't have to join in college. I didn't learn about it until about a year ago. But I joined, and I really like it because it kind of gives you a community. And being a young person in ag, sometimes it feels like there's not that many of us.
Right.
So it's nice to have that community. And then the other thing with it is great. We have lots of workshops. I went to a leadership workshop in Del Norte earlier this year, and we learned all about, you know, what's happening in the San Luis Valley, which is extensive. There's so much that happens there. So it's really fun. And then we get to network with each other, and it's a great way to be involved.
Well, and I just think, you know, there's so much, we're just, you know, scratching the surface of the everything that the Farm Bureau does. So again, La Platte's Pond, Saturday, September 17th, 4 o'clock. Get your tickets at Basin Co-op or the Farm Bureau Insurance Office, the 20th and Main. And, I'm going to ask, what's this?
I brought you a shirt, Jack.
You brought me a shirt.
Yep. So okay. Farm Bureau is also hosting a booth and some trailers and all this other fun hay rides at Bayfield Heritage Days next Saturday, September 24th. So the Saturday after our annual meeting. But I brought you a Heritage Days shirt.
I love it.
It says Bayfield on it. So I don't know if you can walk around Durango with it. But
I will wear it proudly. And it's got a big sheep.
And it has our sponsors on the back: Farm Bureau, Pinecone, Southwest Ag, Bayfield Realty, a lot of Bayfield community businesses. So anyway.
That's awesome. Yeah,
Farm Bureau is a sponsor of this event. Yep.
Southwest Ag, Bayfield Realty, Ball Septic Tank Services, Roadrunner Transportation. I love it.
Thank you.
And I love you, too.
Don't be too bad this weekend.
I'm surprised we have refrained from doing any of these during this whole interview.
Okay.
All right. Check it all out. Website and Facebook, social media.
Yeah, social media, La Plata County Farm Bureau. And again, for the event on the 17th, it starts at 4, but we'll be there until about 7 or a little later. So you don't have to be there right at 4.
All righty. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
You bet. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO 98.3 FM. Have a wonderful day.